بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The title is Murshid سے درخواست دعا. ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے. مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے, روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے. میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے. مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے, روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے. ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا, ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے. اپنی آہِ سحر میں یہ کہنا, اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے. ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا, ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے. اپنی آہِ سحر میں یہ کہنا, اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے. چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے, خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے. چین کی نیند مجھ کو سنا دے, خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے. جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے. جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے. اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے. اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے. ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. مرشد سے درخواست دعا, a request of dua from one's sheikh. So that's really for three, what a murid must have in his mind, what direction he must go, what he wants, what duas he wants from his sheikh. There are mashallah many brothers who ask for duas which are mentioned here. But many people just become bad because of some worldly problem they have got. Some people, some sickness, somebody, some financial. So they think we'll become bad, everything will come right. But bad is not at all for that purpose. Bad is for one's islah. And what is our islah? Which direction should we be going? So Hazrat has done us a great favor that he has put in the form of a poem. And what a murshid should be, his own concern, his worry, and the help he are hoping from, that his sheikh will make dua from me for him, and that from Allah Ta'ala these things will be granted to us. So it is for us our direction. Having become bad, what our direction should be? What should we be pursuing in our cause of making our islah? What is the islah all about? Saqiya jami ulfat bidadi. Oh my Shaykh, and is a saqi, usually in tasawwuf, it has been always likened like to the people in a tavern, in a bar. Like you go there and you get your wine to drink, etc., and it intoxicates you and you feel you're in a different world. It has been compared to that because here you get the pure wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this really intoxicates you also in a pure way, not that filthy, napak way, not that haram way, in a pure way. And when you are filled with the love of Allah, you're also a different person. Like a drunk person, like a mad person, you also drunk in the love of Allah Ta'ala. A pure drink, and you also mad in the love of Allah. Not in some haram love affair or something, pure love affair of with Allah Ta'ala. So, requesting the Saqi, the barman, who gives you all your drinks, that is, he has been compared to the Shaykh. That give me that drink, jam, is those thick beer glasses. Give me that big, thick beer glass which is filled with the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is what I want. So that is what we should be striving for. We should never be oblivious, unmindful that we are seeking the love of Allah Ta'ala. After Asr, one student came and he asked for some advice that how he can remain focused in acquiring his knowledge. So Allah put it in my heart, I told him that if you make your object Allah Ta'ala, not your knowledge. The knowledge is a means, it's not the end. And if you make Allah, I have to reach Allah, I have to find Allah, the love of Allah, connection with Allah Ta'ala, then you will, all the time, you will not be overtaken. He's a very good, intelligent student, getting very good marks. So the marks overwhelm him, I'm getting so good marks. But if your object is Allah Ta'ala, then you won't worry about the marks so much also. That is not my object. But if you make just that, and now you got your good marks, now you'll feel very happy that what I wanted, I got. And you'll feel that I've reached my destination. And such a person then doesn't progress further. But I've reached my destination now. But if you're the Zaat of Allah, and Allah is unlimited, and the love of Allah is unlimited, so a person can never reach a saturation point. In this world we find people of this dunya also, various things, they have lot of money on their hand, lot of free time, so they think of some hobby. Somebody might think of building a shed. Now that is, he's obsessed with that. In my backyard, I must build a shed. I must build an aeroplane. Whatever, many, many things people have. And now that overtakes them. They do all those things. When we were standing in India, traveling on the train, those were the days of the late 60s, 70s, and the hippie cult was very alive that time. And we found many hippies from Europe, America, have come there. And while engaging with them, then we would find that they have done everything what your person could think of in this dunya. Now nothing else to do. Now they're just going like wild, wealthy, wealthy people, but living just like on the street, sleeping on the pavement, dressing, not dressed properly, that hippie cult that was. So that a person, he doesn't even know what to do. But if you find the love of Allah, there is no saturation point. You'll carry on and on. It's not now what more? What else must I do? The love of Allah, a person will just carry on. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. And oh my Shaykh, give me, make dua for me for my islah also. Yeah, another thing, that as Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The real meaning of liya'budun, to worship Allah, Mufassirin have said, ay liya'rifun, to recognize Allah Ta'ala, to find Allah Ta'ala. Ra'asul ilm, ma'rifatullah. The greatest knowledge is the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. But why didn't Allah say, illa wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal ins illa liya'rifun? But Allah said, Allah meant ya'rifun, but He used ya'budun. That only that ma'rifat is acceptable, which is what ibadat. Otherwise, a person will say, I've got the great ma'rifat of Allah. And there are those people, lot, who speak what things about Allah Ta'ala, but no namazes in their life. They're dressing, all wrong ways, etc. In fact, they are taking drugs. And they are claiming they have got great love of Allah. So that is not acceptable. It must be that ma'rifat of Allah with the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So here also, the love of Allah, and together with that, our islah also. Not just that we're making big talks of ma'rifat, and no namaz tikana, no, not even the five times namaz properly, no takbir-e-ula, no tilawat of Quran in the life, no, or nothing of that sort, no. It must be, the love of Allah must be deep, but together with that, the islah and the ibadat of a person. Mere Maula, Mere Maula say, Mujhko mila de, join me with my Allah. Let me find my Allah, let me connected be with my Allah. And when a person finds that, there is no greater treasure he finds. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hun? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hun. To become connected with Allah. And whoever is blessed with an aota of that, a little bit, the joy he feels in his heart, that dunya's attraction don't mean anything to him. And they automatically fall away from him. All the things of this dunya, all the gunas are out. He in fact starts hating guna. The travel of a person in this path is at one stage, as it is explained in the Hadith Sharif, that Jannat has been covered with all makarish, things that we don't like. But if you do those things, you enter Jannat. And Jahannam has been covered with all nafsani khayishat, all what the nafs loves. You do those things, then you enter into Jahannam. That is the beginning point. But when a person makes effort, then all makare, what the ahkam of Sharia becomes beloved to a person. He enjoys those things. And all the other things of this dunya, the enjoyment, the outward things, those things, he starts hating those things. Now it's no more a mujahada for him. To make ibadat is a pleasure for him. And to stay away from guna, it's his honor that I stayed away from. No more he feels that, oh, I had the opportunity of committing that guna. I didn't do it, my chance is gone. No more. He enjoys that Allah saved him. So this is when a person has met with Allah. Or gunahu ko mujhse chura de. And that Allah saves us from gunas. Hazrat explained that we should reach that stage that when we leave gunas, then we should then even feel sorry that I didn't commit that guna. There was some beautiful woman, looks beautiful, and that I didn't look. Now I'm a Sufi now, I can't look, but in my heart I'm sorry. That, oh, what a chance, what a lady she was, how she was talking, and I didn't see. And no, but you feel, you make shukr that Allah saved you. Aur gunah ko mujhse chura de, mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se. We have to reach that state that giving up of guna, it becomes that you give up every guna. And you have nafrat, dislike for a guna. And in the beginning stages, when a person is doing ibadat like a force, it is Allah's duty. How long is he going to last? And the duress you do, the minute you get a chance, there isn't that pressure on you. You're just going your wrong way. And that is where many people slip. For many drug addicts, they stay away. You know, it's bad, it's a bad thing. They've gone to a rehab, they understand. But under pressure, it hasn't still come in them that this is a bad thing. They just under duress, they are, the minute they get the chance, they slip again. And we do our ibadat also under force like. Fajr, all our namazas also. But the minute we get a chance, like for example, parents are pressurizing us for namaz. Wife pressurizes us. The minute she's not there or something, she's gone to her mother's house, we also fall away. But when that love comes in the person or to me, connection with Allah, now he does it as a pleasure. Now this person won't feel any, or he won't look for a chance where he can miss out or something. He, in fact, if per chance he did miss out, he'll feel very sorry about it. And it does. So that love, that has to come. That is what we have to strive for, and we have to ask for those du'as. Ruh ko meri aisi dawa de. Oh, and ask the Shaykh that we give, make dua to Allah, that Allah gives me that medicine, that my ruh, I just start loving. I love Allah and I love His commands. I'll give my life for His commands. I won't allow anything to come between me and my Allah. Whether it's my wife also, whether it's my parents, my children, nobody must come in between me and my Allah. My Allah is first. My deen is first. Such a medicine we must get. Gunas, we just hate them completely. Ho taqada agar maasiyat ka. And we are still human beings. And it's possible still the desire of guna still comes. It will still come sometimes. But when that desire comes, ho na maghloob. This my condition must become that I must not be overpowered by it. The desires of guna, and as a person makes this effort, he is a human being and is going to remain. He won't become an angel, a farishta. So that gunas will come, but now they will come very lightly. Not like before, that it will come with so much force and you felt, I just have to do this. I can't stay away from it. I have to do it. And you couldn't protect yourself also. But now it comes lightly and easily you will overcome it. Without any much difficulty, you'll overcome that desires of that guna. Just this little thought came, or you thought of your history, what you had done, but immediately you'll expel it, and you'll hate it also, and it will just go out. Huna maghloob, himmat, khuda de. May Allah give me such himmat, courage, that I don't be overpowered by the desire of guna. And a person then, he takes all the precautions to stay away from guna also. His whole life becomes like that. With regard to woman, whether it is in your circles, family circles, friend circles, where the closeness to woman does come, but you take all your precautions. And you won't even want to speak to them. You won't want to be anywhere close to them also. You will take all your precautions. Apne aahe sahar mein ye kehna. And that a person also understands that I can't achieve this on my own. It is only if Allah Ta'ala protects me. And for that I need dua. And I realize I am weak. My own du'as also are weak. I need my shaykh. And that is that conviction that my shaykh is my guide. He is an Allah wala. Whether he is or not, that is a different thing. But my conviction must be there. And with that, I'm asking my shaykh to make dua for me now. That I make my own du'as also, but I'm convinced also my du'as haven't got much weight. I know what I am, and that conviction, my shaykh, is the one that will be able to, who is in that position. He has got that closeness to Allah Ta'ala. In all this, that the person is asking his shaykh for du'a, that he's got that conviction, that his shaykh is a great Allah Ta'ala. A person can only benefit in this path when he has that conviction in his heart. If he has got doubts about his share, then or if he's got misgivings about his share, he won't benefit anything. He can attend all the majalis and everything, but if he's got misgivings, he won't benefit anything. If we have got, shaitan puts this doubt into every person when he wants to block him, that your shaykh is nothing. That he involved in this guna, or he's got that wrong thing in his life, or he's nothing so great or anything, and the person gets blocked. Because he is your engine, and if you don't follow what you're under behind your engine, how are you going to reach your destination? So this is one great ploy of shaitan. And this is a great thing that a person. Therefore, in khanqas, they also have, where they speak of the manaqib, of the good qualities of the sheikh, so that a weak murid can also get conviction. And then they also benefit accordingly. Until a person doesn't have that, he doesn't benefit. He can come regularly to majali, and also we have to be careful. Everywhere, in all khanqas, khanqah of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, there were people in the khanqah, close to Maulana Thanvi, but amongst the murid, they should spread rumors about Maulana. And they should make doubts come in the people about Maulana. There was one such an alim, when Hazrat used to make bayan in Urdu, he should write the bayan in Arabic. And immediately after the bayan, he presents the whole bayan translated in Arabic. But he became one of the worst enemies of Hazrat also. That person was so close. So this is also a thing, a person must be very concerned. Otherwise, he doesn't benefit at all. And with doubt in a person, and this doubt then comes doubt in deen, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have doubts about Allah ta'ala. And where can a person benefit? If you've got one little doubt about Allah ta'ala himself, and this is how shaitan works, and people have all these doubts. On the other hand, if you have the conviction of your share, then the conviction of deen, the conviction of Nabi alayhi salatu, the conviction of Allah, that person, even with little amal, he goes very far, and he goes leaps and bounds ahead. But if he hasn't got that, then that person falls back, and he falls very greatly back. And such a person then, usually amongst the his circles, his friends, he tries and project himself and as somebody great. The reason of also trying to demonize the sheikh is that you want to project yourself, that I am somebody. And when I've reached that stage, that I can judge my sheikh also. So what a stage you have reached, that is a great stage by shaitan, that you have become judgmental of your sheikh also. So what is the condition of such a person? Apni aakhir sehar mein ye kehna, and my sheikh, make this dua for me at your time of tahajjud. Ey khuda, apni kamil rida de. Oh Allah, give me your perfect and complete pleasure. That is what we must ask. That we get from Allah Ta'ala his complete rida. One time, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh said to Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, that make dua that Allah gives me his permanent rida, permanently. So Maulana said, Maulana, that dua is not made in that way. The dua is for the perfect rida, pleasure of Allah. The minute Allah is pleased with a person perfectly, he'll never become displeased with that person. Then that is permanent. Though in the hadith there are dua that we ask that Allah give me your permanent rida also. And if it looks like shaitan, how lot ibadat, it was looking like Allah is pleased with it. But Allah knew all along, this is just a show of shaitan. Great, great ibadat he did. Great knowledge also he had. Everything, even marifat of Allah, he had so great. But all that Allah knew, this is all nothing. And it will show out at the time when it has to show out. So we also, sometimes, we might think I'm very pious. How many years now I'm regular with my tahajjud, I'm regular with my roza, I'm regular with this. But Allah knows, if it was not, it's not in the pleasure of Allah, it will come out one day. And then you see, you just gone one way. You have lost everything. So we must make dua that you have the perfect pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah is pleased with us, and once Allah is pleased with us, He is permanently pleased with that person. So that is also a great dua that we should ask from Allah Ta'ala. Chain ki neen mujhko sula de. Oh Allah, let me have a sleep of peace and comfort. That I, when I sleep, I have complete peace and complete comfort. And the opposite of it, Hazrat says, Khwab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de, and wake me up from my sleep of unmindfulness. One side, Hazrat is saying the dua, that give me a peaceful sleep. On the other side, wake me up from my sleep of unmindfulness. That is all that we see so many people, kuffar, etc., no iman in their life, and they like enjoy their thinking. And the nature is such that they organize all things, parties, prides, holidays, everything, just outward pleasure all the time. So they are in that khab of ghaflat of them, that we are thinking we are enjoying all the time. And they don't allow reality to come in. Anyone wants to speak something serious about deen, about believing in Allah, they don't want to listen to that. And they keep themselves entertained all the time, jokes they will make. And hardly a person speaks a word and they laughing, all of them laughing loudly. And just in that laughter of them, they just keep their in khabi ghaflat. So wake me up from that and let me come to the reality where the sleep that I get now is not that I'm taking sleeping tablets and sleeping all the time. This is also what psychiatrists, doctors do. A person with depression, with some worry, they just give him sleep, they just gave him to let him sleep all the time. So that sleep is no value, it's not valuable at all. We should understand, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, one person has got a good strong body, muscle. He's a he-man, he's a powerful man. And one person, somebody beat him up, punched him, hit him, and all his body swollen up. So both look big like the, but the one has got muscle, that is valuable. And the other one, that is with all that they beat him up, what is that? Or a person has got muscles in his body, he's a strong man, and another person has got lumps. He also looks like a person like with muscles, but those lumps are cancerous also. The people might think that is mashallah, what a body he's got. But the doctor sees him, he sees that this person, the message of mort is written on him. With all these cancerous lumps, he's going to be dying. One person has a bottle of atar, small bottle, ooh, some valuable, good atar. And another person has 5 liters, 10 liters of urine. That urine looks lot, oh, 10 liters he's got. And this person is sitting with a small bottle. But what's more valuable? That small bottle, as small as it is, it's much more valuable than the 10 liters of that urine. And if that urine got stool also in it, now it's got like when you're eating, you want the stinker, the meat. Now the urine with all the stinkers, it's even worse. What is the value of that? And the small bottle. So we must not be bluffed with the outward things. Today people are normally just with the outside thing, how things are. You've got a house, you might be having a tin shanty, but of halal. And in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. On the other side, you got a huge double-story house, but of haram, interest money, bank's money. That is all like the 10 liters of urine. And that small little halal you got, it's like the small bottle of ether you got. So today, but unfortunately, Muslims have to lead and show the non-Muslims the correct way. But we following in their way. Our lives also, our big luxurious cars, all on HP, all from the bank we have got all that. Nothing belongs to us. It's all the bank thing. And the banks are holding our title deeds also. And they are controlling us. And we are happy. It's just a whole big farce and a whole big show. The reality that when the deen has come, so when you have that, then chain ki neen mujhko sulade, then you'll have your peaceful sleep. We had our one murid, marhum, Allah grant him all jannat. He had a shop in Van Fontein, opposite the railway station. Very vulnerable place for robbery, crime, break-ins, etc. He had his insurance policies also. Allah gave him tawfiq, then he understood and he cancelled all his policies. He says, that night the sleep I got, never did I have that sleep. Otherwise, every night I sleep worried. The shop, somebody is breaking in, seeing dreams, people are breaking in the shop. Did I lock up properly? Did I pull my shutters down properly? All the time he was worried. But he says, the day I cancelled all my policies, that night how nicely I slept. In my life I didn't sleep like that. So in the commands of Allah Ta'ala, a person, for example, on the pavement, he's sleeping on the pavement. He has got no house to also. He's just sleeping on the pavement. What is his food? He took out his loaf of bread. Dry bread he's eating. Then his little can, not even a can, just that cardboard cartons where milk is sold. In there he's got some water. He drinks that water and before he puts his head down, he's fast asleep. He doesn't know that did I sleep before my head hit the ground or did I fall asleep after I got there. So well he slept. The king who is there in the palace sees this whole thing here. This person here on my pavement here and he sleeps and he's eating like that, dry roti, bread and then drinks his water and fast asleep. And me with all my comforts I can't sleep. I've got everything, soft music to put to lull me to sleep. My bedroom is made such a way, everything but insomnia. I can't get a wink of sleep. He said, I'm prepared to give all my palace and everything to get a few hours of the sleep which this man is getting. So today we also all with the outward world, that we are taken a backward. And we're just living like that also. Living on tablets all the time. All this, for sleep also tablets. For staying awake also tablets. For everything only tablets we are having. But the minute ye chain ki neen mujhko sula de, when deen will come into a person, he will sleep peacefully. Or khabe ghaflat se mujhko jaga de, and let me wake up from this dunya of this all this deception of this dunya. Jazb se mujhko ae mere malik, and O Allah, you pull me by jazb, ahle taqwa, karam se bana de, make me of the people of taqwa, those who have got taqwa, and by your karam, I don't deserve it, your kindness, you are kareem, and kareem is that who gives us without asking for him, he is who gives us more than what we ask for him. And he gives us without any fear that his treasures will diminish. He just gives that by the karam of Allah, that Allah make us from ahle taqwa. And that jazb se mujhko emes jazb. One is jazb, that Allah pulls you towards him. One is inabat, that you go towards Allah. There are two ways to reach Allah. One is by inabat, your efforts you make. And you make your efforts, you try and stay away from guna, you make your zikr, everything, you are going to Allah. And one is Allah pulls you to Him. That when Allah pulls you to Him, you can be in the middle of all guna also. When Allah pulls you out, and how many great, great awliya, what gunas they were living, what a life of guna, but Allah pulled them out from there. And one is our inabat. So we ask for both. We also make our efforts and we beg Allah that He must also make jazb of us. And jazb is like, for example, you have a rose. And the rose, Allama Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says that to be loved, you need qualities in you. And to love somebody, you don't need qualities. A person loves anyone, anything. He says, I'm in love with the queen. And I'm going to be marrying the queen in his dream. And marriage date also is fixed already. But he can do all that, it's got no value. And one is the queen loves him. And the queen pulls him to him. What a great difference between the two. So to love, you don't need qualities. But to get love, you need qualities. So a rose has got qualities of love. The petals are so silky. And then the colors are so beautiful. And then the fragrance is so wonderful. So whoever it is, a black person, white person, learned, ignorant person, rich, poor person, man, woman, all will rub a rose. It's got the qualities. It attracts everyone. And for in order to love the rose, you don't need any qualities in you. So just is that you develop by inhabit, develop those qualities in you. And then Allah Ta'ala will pull you to Him. And one easy way of this is that Allah Ta'ala regularly looks at the hearts of His beloved. And whose love He finds in their heart, Allah makes love just of those people directly. So we just try and become, which is easy for us, to become a beloved of a beloved of Allah. To become directly beloved of Allah. We don't see Allah. We don't know Allah till we haven't got marifat. We don't know what does Allah like, what doesn't Allah like. We don't know. But a human being is like us. We know his nature. What we like, he likes. He's a human being. We feel cold, he feels cold. We feel hot, he feels hot. So all the things that we try and make him happy and get in such a way that our loves come in his heart. And when Allah continuously looks in the heart, when Allah finds our love in his heart, then Allah makes direct love to that person. Which means Allah makes jazb of that person now. So we make our inabat, we make our effort. And Allah has given us this wonderful way of tasawwuf and suluk and the khanqa, and which has been refined by our mashayikh and great, great ulama. Like Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, what a man, what caliber. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, man of what? Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad, all these great, great people, they have refined it, they have purified it, and they have given it to us easy. So we move in that direction, Allah will pull us towards Him. جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے. Make me also among the people of تقوی. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. A person who has acquired this تقوی, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah opens a door for him from any and everything. Whatever conditions will come, Allah will open a door for him. And وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. Allah forgives his guna. Even a person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Jazam Allah Khair, explained it so beautiful that a person of taqwa will also make guna. Like a person who we say is ba-wudu. He's all the time with wuzu. As long as a human being, and he's going to remain a human being. He can't come out of the things that break his wuzu. He's a human being. He is going to go toilet. He is going to pass wind. He is going to sleep. All these things break his wuzu. But still we all, the world calls him ba wuzu. Why? When his wuzu breaks, he makes wuzu again. He made wuzu and slept. The minute his eyes close, his wuzu is broken now. And he sleeps for 6 hours now. And his wuzu is broken. But when he wakes up, he makes wuzu. We say he's a man ba wuzu. That he stays with wuzu. So taqwa also, we are human beings. And as long, kullukum khatta'un, wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawwabun. All of you are gunegar. We will make guna. But as soon as guna is made, we make tawbah. So that person is called muttaqi. Though he makes gunat, but he will be called a muttaqi, or he makes tawbah immediately. Whenever any gunah, perchance is a human being, just like wuzu will break. You won't stay with wuzu all the time, but you'll be called ba wuzu. Like that your taqwa will break, but you make your tawbah, you will be called a muttaqi. In spite of your taqwa being broken, but you are called a muttaqi, a person who stays with taqwa. So our taqwa will break. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us that darja when we just walk on that line and we keep on trying. Ehle taqwa karam se bana de. Oh Allah, make me of those people who are the muttaqeen. And in that, our guna will also, we will make guna. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave one other beautiful example. He says the scientists, medical scientists, will never develop a ointment that you have third degree burn. Terribly you are burned. And you just apply that ointment and your skin immediately comes right. All the pain also is gone and better than before, your skin is shining. And you are perhaps an old man, your skin is now wrinkling, dry. But that ointment you apply, now you are like a young girl. Your skin is very, very fresh and very beautiful, your skin, just by applying that ointment. So if they do make such a ointment, and you bought that ointment and you come home, and you tell your wife she's busy frying samosas or something, you tell her, Begum, my wife, put your hand in the oil. I've got this ointment of mine, I will apply it and your hand will come better than even before. So she, what will she tell you? That whole life you have made lot of experiences on me. You experimented on me in many ways. Now kindly experiment on yourself. You put your hand in the oil and you put that ointment of yours. So that ointment is not that you go and make guna and then you apply the ointment of toba. No, if guna by mistake, you are the wife, somebody burnt with the oil. Now you got that ointment, apply it. The scientists might never be able to find such an ointment. But Allah gave us the ointment of Tawbah. The heart can have burned blessed. It has become like finished, brittle. Nothing left in that heart. Just apply the ointment of Tawbah and it becomes like a fresh heart again. Fresh, vibrant heart, strong heart, very good heart, just by applying, and Allah gave the ointment of Tawbah free of charge to all. Everyone can apply it. You don't have to ask somebody else to experiment it. You just apply it and see how your heart will become. So this taqwa, ehle taqwa, karam se banadi, make us of the people of taqwa. Apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna. Oh Allah, don't make me, Hazrat saying about himself, meaning all of us, we should take this lesson, that don't disgrace us. And we don't know when a person can get disgraced. And when we are not under the fazal of Allah, Rahman's fazal, a person becomes jagdad, kari shaitan. And gunas that we commit, our gunas lead us to more bigger gunas. And those gunas lead us to bigger gunas. And in the process, we become blind also. We don't see that we are committing gunas. In the process, worse, we justify ourselves. In the process, worse, we are proud what we are doing. We are committing the worst gunas. And we are proud that we are doing, and I'm a real top person, what I'm saying and what I'm doing. And a person doesn't see that how he's going down. So, and then a person, when Allah Ta'ala pulls his line, and now a person becomes disgraced, he becomes disgraced in his own family. In his own home he is disgraced now. And everyone sees through that person. And this can happen to anyone. And when we see it happening to somebody, never have that glee and joy that see what's happening to him now. We must, it could be me. And it can be me. Just like the people of Turkey and Syria, Allah protect us all. Allah make everything easy for them. The night before the earthquake came, whoever thought this is going to happen, they did not think. What were plans they had? Not for the next night, for the next 6 months. We were planning a marriage after 6 months. What were things they had? But in 45 seconds, what happened? People who not only their own home, they owned how many other homes? They were renting other homes, renting it to people. In 45 seconds, they were not only homeless, finished. The dunya was not a home for them. They had shops, not only one shop, 10 shops they had. But 45 seconds. And how long is 45 seconds? Time is on our watch. How long is 45 seconds? Not one shop left. They were not left in the dunya. Forget their shops and forget their homes. In dunya they were with brothers, with sisters, with parents, with wives, with husbands. Nobody, nothing left. And the night before, they had no idea of this happening. So we don't know what can happen to who. A person who lives in fear all the time of Allah. And he's fearful of all his gunas. And in that sense, our gunas are a blessing to us, that it does not allow us to become proud of ourselves. That is, if we realize that all today Allah made you big sheikh, big alim, and you are pious, people are listening to you, but don't forget your past. This slave of Ayaz, who was the slave of the king, Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullah alayhi. And he became very close to the king, favorite of the king. Naturally, the courtiers became jealous that he just came now and he became the favorite of the king. So they put words in the king's ear. You have made him your very close person. You show so much love and respect and honor to him. But you don't know, middle of the night, he goes to the safe and he goes and steals from there. You gave him the safe keys also. You trust him also so much. Middle of the night, the king said, impossible, I know him. They said that we put it to the asset test. We all will take our positions and hide away. And middle of the night you'll see that he is going to the safe. King said, all right. And they all hid away. And Abba, middle of the night, 2 or 3 o'clock, whatever, he went, opened the safe. So they said, there you see, for what will a person go to the safe? Middle of the night. So the king said, let us check up properly. What is he doing? When they went there, he hiding and watching, then what he was doing, he kept a pair of his old torn and tattered clothes when he was still a slave. He kept it in the safe there. Middle of the night he should go, and now the king's robes which the king gave him. What he used to wear, all the robes in the court of the king, he should take them off and wear those torn and tattered clothes. And he should say, Ayaz, don't forget what you are. Who you were and what you were, don't forget. Today with the robes that you have got in the palace of the king, don't think now that you are somebody. Like that, we should, our gunas, never forget them in that. We are not created to remember our gunas. We are created to remember Allah. But when this little bit pride comes, then just think, what am I? Who I think I am? Only Allah's fadl, Allah has covered me up. Allah has protected me. Otherwise, I am nothing. So, we make dua that, O Allah, apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna, iske aibo ko ya Rab chupa de, cover my faults, O my Allah. And we should also not have that attitude that I am a very pious person and I got no fault in my life. And that attitude is also very, very wrong. And how we have it, how we handle people. Not treat people, how we handle people. If you are a boss, your workers, and you handle them, and you just because you are paying them, now you think you can tell them what you want to. You think you are their khuda, their Allah, and that they are fully dependent on you. How we treat our wives, forget the worker, and we think that we are somebody worse than Fir'aun, we think, and how we treat our wives. All the faults that we have got in us, in all things, just little bit, we reading Quran beautiful, and we think that where Sheikh Basi doesn't compare with me also. And little bayan we made, oh, the bayans I make, nobody in the world makes bayans like this. All that, that is not the correct way. And we should say that we beg Allah, uske aibo ko ya Rab chupa de, cover our fault. And this we are asking our Shaykh, and Hazrat is saying about himself, but it is for us, that we should have this. If this du'as and the reality come into our life, we have understood what is the soul. And we work towards that. And this we have to work, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until maut comes to a person. Till before maut, nobody has got any guarantee. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes that if the ulama could understand that, but it is not that they have got this ilm and they are alim, people are respecting them, guarantee they are going to die on iman. And the ordinary person who hasn't got knowledge, there is no guarantee that he is going to die in a bad way. It many times it happens the opposite. And Maulana says, if the ulama can understand this, the pride will go out of them. That anything, I don't know how my mort will come. What will be my last moment? My ill and my position and people respecting me is no guarantee of my husn-e khatima. That I'm dependent on Allah, solely on, and I know my gunas, I know my weakness. Even now, I know what I am. What can I be boastful and think that I'm somebody? And that person who feels I'm nothing, that person has got value, great value by Allah. A person, man takabbara wada'ahu Allah. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who feels I'm nothing. What am I? Nobody made salam to me. Nobody was concerned about me. Nobody asked me, you ate. You didn't eat. Nothing. Nobody asked me. And I'm a nothing and I don't feel anything about it. I know I'm a nothing. That person has got great position. And a person who feels offended, people don't ask about me. People don't give me position. People don't give me my respect and my honor. That person is in great danger. Allah give us the reality of deen, inshallah.